Our The Time and Sheeple are copyrights of William Cooper.
WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA.
Glad you could make it. Welcome to the new world order. Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want it.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor reserve. The cashists make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value, then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shaft.
They want it.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. It is a big idea.
Well, once again, folks, you're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America, Rush Limbaugh, eat your heart out. He'd love that title, but it's not his. It belongs to me. According to William Jefferson Clinton, in the White House memo, which Rush Limbaugh read on the air, on his broadcast, can you believe today's developments? I told you this might happen, folks. And I know a lot of you didn't believe me. The legislature of the state of Florida, just like I predicted that they might do, have voted to call a special session of the legislature to appoint the 25 electors for the state of Florida and just cut all this crap right out from under Gore and Bush. And everybody else, they just chopped their ankles off. And I've watched everybody parading in front of the boob tube, claiming, well, they can't do that. If they do that, it'll be a constitutional crisis. And then there's old Lieberman whining and crying and talking about going to be a congressional crisis. I wonder what constitution he read. You know, this just confirms everything I've always said, and none of them ever read it in their whole life. They don't know what the hell it said. And that's a shame, because it clearly says that the legislature of every state is the one that has the power to do it, and they're the only ones that have the power. Listen to this. Constitution for the United States of America, Article 2, Section 1, Paragraph 2. Each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors equal to the whole number of senators and representatives to which the state may be entitled in the Congress. But no senator or representative or person holding an office of trust or profit under the United States shall be appointed an elector. That's very clear, folks. The Constitution gives the power to the legislature of each state to appoint the electors or decide how they're going to be appointed or who's going to do it or anything. It belongs to the legislature. And so it's not a constitutional crisis. It upholds the Constitution. It's exactly what the Constitution says to do. Isn't that amazing? I find it amazing that they're finally doing something the Constitution says and proves of and, you know, will be good for all of us. And don't be so eager to believe that just because the legislature of the state of Florida is made up of Republicans that George W. Bush is going to be the new president, because the electors can vote for whoever they want, ladies and gentlemen. Stop listening to all the whining from the poopy diaper camp. Boy, I'll tell you what, every minute that goes by makes Gore look more and more like that little kid in the sandbox that's really mad because he can't have little Jody's toy pail to put his sand in because Jody's playing with it. And it belongs to Jody, and it's Jody's property, and he's not going to give it to little Allie baby. So Allie's whimpering and crying, and, you know, who knows? By tomorrow, he might wet his pants or his diaper, whatever it happens to be. Nothing surprises me anymore. And I mean nothing, literally. It's I'm way beyond shock at this point, way beyond surprise. I've been at this too long. I've seen just about everything there is to see, except the Civil War, and I'm going to see that before I die. I'm sure of it. And I think we're getting closer all the time. This country is split down the middle on ideological principles and ideals that are irreconcilable. Irreconcilable. It would probably be the best thing for the whole country at this point if all the Marxist, socialist, communists went to live on the East Coast and let us have the whole rest of the country, because, they tell you the truth, they couldn't even occupy the whole East Coast. There's not that many of them. And let us have the rest of the country. And, you know, if they whine and cry enough, we give them a little more just to get rid of them. Put up a big fence on the border. I'd much rather have the Mexicans and the Canadians coming across the border illegally than have the socialists come back. Much, much rather. They're not near as much trouble. They really would like to work and get a job and make some money and go home. That's why they come here. Except for maybe the Canadians. A lot of them living here. And they can. They don't need a passport. They can come down and live here for 6 months as long as they go back for 3 days, and then they can come back and live for another 6 months. At least the last time I checked, which was quite a few years ago, that was the rule. I don't know if it still is. And to tell you the truth, really don't care. I really don't care. I counted the lawsuits today. I think you'd all be amazed to know that right now, in the courts in Florida and in federal court and in the United States Supreme Court, there are over 40 lawsuits concerning this electoral election in the state of Florida. For anyone to believe in their wildest dreams that it's all going to be settled by December the 12th is absolutely ludicrous. And just goes one step further in convincing me that this was the plan of the Democrats from the beginning, was to tie the whole thing up in court so that Florida's electors will not be able to vote. But you see, they weren't counting on the Florida state legislature, some of whom I'm sure listen to this broadcast. I've told you on many occasions, folks, you would be absolutely amazed if you knew who listens to the hour of the time. It's beyond your... never mind. Most people couldn't guess and wouldn't guess, to tell you the truth. And it's neither here nor there, except that I'm not just educating the average guy in his living room. That is the major agenda by which I perform this four-night-a-week broadcast. But somewhere along the way, the word spread, and people way outside my intended audience started listening to the Hour of the Time and learning. And I've seen some strange things happen in places that I never thought that they would happen because of some of the people who listen to this broadcast. It makes me very happy. Got to tell you, really does. And the website is gangbusters. I mean, there were so many hits on the website. Listen to me, folks. You have no conception of what this means. Within the last month, there were so many hits on our website that if you noticed the other day that the website was down for most of the day, you couldn't get on the website, they had to take the website off the server that it was on with other websites and put it on its own server all by itself because the amount of traffic for our website was overwhelming the server and causing the other websites not to work. That's an amazing amount of people visiting our website. And every time they come to our website, they learn something. Something that they don't learn on other websites or anywhere else, for that matter. And so it's an indication that whatever it is that I set out to do is finally bearing fruit. And that makes me very happy. It should make you happy, too, because theoretically, most of the listeners to this broadcast have the same goals that I have. Now, not everybody does, because there's a large contingent of socialists and communists and subversives and liars and thieves and scum-sucking, puke-faced pigs that also listen to this broadcast because they're masochists and they got to have their nightly flogging. And, of course, I give them the best beating they've ever had, and they just love it. So they come back, you know, the next night. And I've heard that they actually cry on Friday night during the first week that they listen when they realize that we don't have a broadcast on Friday night. And so they have to go without their beating. And that's okay. It's a soft beating, folks. It's with words. And apparently, you know, they, for some reason, love it. I really don't understand that reasoning because when I listen to radio or watch television or whatever it is that I'm in, when I go to a movie, I never turn on something I don't like or something that I don't want to hear or something that upsets me or displeases me unless it's a part of my work. And sometimes I have to do that as a part of my work. But when I'm just listening, when I just want to have an evening, I would never tune in to somebody that I didn't want to hear. But there's a lot of people listening to this broadcast tonight who are listening to it and listen to it every night that hate it and can't stand it, don't like it. And during the hour, they literally take a verbal beating. They come away bruised and tattered and hurting and whining and feeling sorry for themselves. And it's okay with me. It's all right with me. Because obviously it's what they want, and I believe people should have basically what they want and what they deserve, especially what they deserve. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening.
Hey.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I listened to you a long time. I really appreciate what you're doing. Regarding, like, the Civil War you talk about that might happen or eventually might happen in this country.
No, it's going to happen. You couldn't stop it if you wanted to at this point.
What I'm curious about is how can militias fight against the government if the government has chemical weapons and stuff like that that they could just, you know, decimate whole zones of populations if they wanted to, you know, control uprising?
That would be nice. That would be nice if they did that. You know why?
Why?
Because they would all be also be killing a whole bunch of their own people and innocent population and men, women, and children. And guess what that would do to them?
What?
Would turn the population of America solidly and completely and forever against them and would bring them totally and completely to our side. So, you know, in the opening months of the conflict, I, you know, don't wish it on anyone. But if they were to do that, it would sure help us win that war.
Okay, thanks for your answer.
You're welcome.
Good night.
See how it works, folks? A lot of the boogeymen that you fear aren't there. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. May I please speak to Bill Cooper?
You're speaking to him.
Oh, you're speaking?
Yes.
Oh, gee, I'm so glad to talk to you. Could you please answer my question?
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard it yet.
Yes. I'd like to put some water in a half-gallon plastic bottle and preserve it. What can I add to the water?
Chlorine.
Not peroxide?
Bleach.
Just chlorine, how much?
Well,
how many drops?
Well, I don't know. I know somebody that does, but right off the top of my head, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's what you can use. Just make sure it's pure chlorine bleach with no additives to it, nothing else in it. And it's just, you know, it doesn't take very much. But
maybe 8 drops?
Well, I don't know. That might be too much. You know, chlorine is very strong, and
how
it doesn't
can I
take
find
doesn't.
Out because I'm asking all over.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll ask Doyle, and I'll tell you on Monday night.
All right.
Okay, because Doyle's the expert on that.
Okay, how long can I keep the water?
Well, as long as you don't open it or put anything else in it, theoretically, it'll keep for years.
Uh-huh. All right. Could I ask you another question, please?
Sure.
On the radio some time ago, with this voting thing, I heard that President Clinton sent letters to the aliens giving them the right to vote. They're not citizens.
They're,
is that true?
Yes, it is true.
But you know, that could be why they can't read. Many don't speak the language.
Well,
in the booth, you know what I mean?
The Democrat Party in this country is famous for those kinds of shenanigans.
Oh, my God. No wonder that the ballots aren't right.
Yeah, they sent them a letter with a registered voter card in the letter, even though none of them had gone to register to vote. They were registered to vote by the Democrat Party. The voter card, the registered voter card was in the letter. The letter was inviting them to go and vote for Vice President Gore on November the 7th. And it even had a little map showing them exactly which polling place to go to and told them to present their card when they got there and be sure and cast their vote for Al Gore.
And, you know, they don't even know the Constitution or the real law, these people.
That's not necessarily true. Some of them, when they come into this country, have studied the Constitution and the history of this country much better than most Americans
really
have ever. Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Many of these people are serious. They want to escape from where they're coming from, and they want to come here and live because this is the hope of the world.
Yeah, but look what they're coming to. After a while, they probably wish they could go back to the old home.
Well, I've heard that said a couple of times.
I wonder.
Too.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
And God bless you.
Well, God bless you too, dear.
Bye. I'll call Monday.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night. 520-333-4578 is the number for those of you who may not know it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Talking about a civil war, and I have a real quick question. You fought in a war, so I think you're the guy to ask. I also think you'll tell me the truth to my question.
Well, I'll try if I know the answer.
Well, I was out hunting, and a deer come walking up to me, and it was buck season, and it was a buck, and it was a small one. I could have shot it. And when it come up to me, I was thinking of the question. You know, not just an animal or everything else, and I was going to eat it anyway, but the question gets to be more of a bigger question. When they come for you or the Civil War begins, you know, how do you get past that thought that you got to do something you're really going to vow and you don't want to do, and you're taught all your life not to do it, and pull the trigger on somebody like that? I'm not asking nothing mean. I'm just asking, what do you do in a situation when you're in a war like that?
Well, I understand the question perfectly.
I mean, it really bothered me for a long time, and I've always wanted to ask the question. Up and, the guy tell me the truth.
Up until the time I actually killed a man in Vietnam, I did not know if I could or would do it. And no one knows that until the test is put to them. No one knows it. And no one can answer that question for you. But at the time that it's required, you will either do it or you will not.
Yeah, that deer the other day, the same thing. But, you know, it's a deer, but not a person, you know.
Well, I can tell you this. I could more easily kill a person than I could kill a deer.
Well, that's the problem I had. It was awful pretty, and I just, like, kept looking at it, getting closer and closer, and it finally saw me and went away. But it was like,
well, the deer is truly innocent.
I understand.
And the only reason to kill a deer would be to put food on the table, because you can't get food from any other source. And you have to survive. So in that instance, I could kill a deer. But to go out hunting for sport, I do not do it. I have not been hunting since I came back from Vietnam, because to me that was the ultimate hunt. There is no other hunt. There is no other hunt. And I don't like killing anything. I don't like hurting anybody. I don't like hurting people. I don't like stepping on an ant, to tell you the truth. And that is the God's truth. But if people are out to enslave me or my family or my friends or my relatives or my community, and they want to destroy us, they want to destroy our way of life, they want to destroy the principles and ideals which we believe we must have in order to live a right life, I have no problems with hurting those people. No problem at all. Now, whether you're going to have a problem with it, you're going to find out, because nobody can tell what you're going to do. When I got a new man on the boat in Vietnam and we went up the river for the first time and got into a firefight, not one of us on that boat knew if that man would do what he was supposed to do until time came for him to do it. Luckily, all of the people that I had on my boat always performed in the highest traditions of the naval service.
Wasn't some officer on your boat one time and he hid the whole patrol?
Yeah, but we weren't under fire. I don't know what he would have done if we were under fire. Oh, yeah, he was scared to death. He was scared to death. Lieutenant Smith was his name. And I'm not kidding you. You look it up. Dong Ha River Security Group. He was our commanding officer. And he had never been on the river before. And he decided to go up the river one night on my boat. And as soon as he realized that it was dark and the enemy could see us, but we couldn't see them, and we were out in the middle of a river with no protection and no trees to hide pine, and we couldn't dig a hole in the water and get in it, he got down on the deck, and that's where he stayed for the rest of the night.
Well, after watching Waco, and I saw the mistake they made, the Branch Davidians made, they should never let those bastards, those Nazi jackboot Gestapo bastards, retreat.
That's exactly right.
And I probably would have made the same mistake not knowing that ahead of time. I mean, I learned a valuable lesson. Unfortunately, somebody had to die for that lesson.
Well, I hope everybody did, because the Branch Davidians gave them mercy, allowed them to take their dead and wounded away, allowed them to get medical care and go to a point of safety. They didn't reciprocate for the Branch Davidians, even though they had promised them that. Instead, they set out to exterminate them like some kind of vermin in their basement. These are lying scum. They have no heart, they have no ethics, they have no morals. They are the scum of the earth, believe me.
And no mercy.
No mercy,
no
nothing. No empathy, no compassion. They talk about the children all the time while they go about killing them.
Yeah, I remember the one sniper said they're honed to kill.
Yeah. Bragging about it.
It you know, I look at that and I'm like, you know the problem, I don't know what. You know, I mean, people must have the same question. I don't know, but that was, you helped my answer my question as best you can. And I appreciate you telling me the truth.
Well, I couldn't tell you anything else. I've been there, done that. I know what I'm talking about. And no good man ever kills without a good reason. And no good man, even though he kills with a good reason, is never, ever proud of it, and it never sits well with him for the rest of his life. Yeah. But if he has to do it for a good reason, most good men won't hesitate. But you never know. You just never know until it comes time. And that's all I can tell you.
Well, thanks a lot, Bill. I really appreciate you answering my question.
Thank you for calling.
Have a nice night, and God keep you safe and your family.
You're welcome.
Take a good night.
I think the biggest fear that any man ever faces when he goes into a combat situation, I know that I was afraid of it, and I know that the men who served with me who were honest about it were afraid of it, was that when the time came for us to stand up and perform our duty, that we would be cowards. And you just don't know. You just don't know until it happens. Luckily, I wasn't. And I'm not now, and I never will be. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello? Goodbye. Chicken plucker. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Nick from New York.
Hi, Nick.
In regards to that woman's question about the bleach in the water.
Uh-huh. How many drops? For one gallon.
Mother Earth News. It's more, a little bit more than just the drops, though. They use a name brand such as Clorox.
Well, the reason they say that is so you can be sure it's pure. I told her that to make sure that it's pure.
Because the non-name brands might not have sodium hypochlorite. And the other thing is, okay, it's 8 drops per gallon, and a half teaspoon per 5 gallon. The other thing is, when you close it, turn the container on the side so that the water, the chlorine will not evaporate through the
top of the cap, yeah.
And also, when you open it, aerate the water to remove any chlorine taste, and chlorine from the bleach will dissipate quickly, and naturally in the high heat of cooking, and the residual sodium is negligible.
Did you say a half teaspoon per 5 gallon?
Half teaspoon per 5 gallon, 8 drops per gallon. I mean, half teaspoon per 5 gallon, right?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Right, and 8 drops per gallon.
Okay.
God bless you, Bill.
You too. Thanks a lot. I'm sure she appreciates that. 520-333-4578 is the number. Wow. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Patrick. You were talking about, shooting people. I had seen a program on television discussing the military, how they had improved soldiers' combativeness, and some of the methods that they used on the range were that they used instead of just using a bullseye, they used a target that looked like a human, and also they animated the target so that they would pop up and move down, and also they move the targets at different ranges.
What that will do is improve their marksmanship, but believe me this, every man on that range knows that those aren't people they're shooting at, no matter what they look like.
Right.
And it's a lot different shooting a person than it is shooting a target.
Right, well, I'm sure it is.
So they're not encouraging these guys to be less reticent when it comes to actually pulling the trigger for the first time, aiming at a real live human being. What they're doing is improving their marksmanship at real live human beings, should they be able to muster up the courage and what they need, the fortitude to actually pull that trigger at the time that they need to. And most probably will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that was it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
And we weren't talking really about shooting people. We were talking about if you got in a position where you had to shoot somebody or you were required to shoot somebody, how do you go about making yourself do it? That I think that was his question. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. This is Jeff from Alabama.
Hi.
I stumbled across your show a couple weeks ago, and I've never even read the Constitution.
Why not?
I'm talking through, like, school and all. They never even taught us anything like that before.
Yeah,
but listening to your show, I've learned more than 2 weeks, and I'm learned in all my education process.
Well, most people do. And that's the purpose of this broadcast, because nobody else out there is going to teach you these things. They've fallen by the wayside, and it's not in the best interest of those in charge that you learn these things, because then you're going to throw them out on their ass. And that's exactly what needs to be done.
Well, I appreciate your show. I just wanted to call and say how much I do appreciate it.
Well, thank
and
you
I'll
very much.
I'll be listening.
I appreciate what you said. Thank you.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. I am just so pleased that the Florida State Legislature found the political will to do the right thing, the constitutional thing. I can't tell you how pleased I am about that, and I hope they go through with it. They haven't done it yet. I mean, they could be sidetracked. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hi.
I'm calling tonight to just reiterate what you're talking about here. I have not ever in my life seen the complete copies of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the other one there, I can't remember. And I've got Clay Douglas's magazine here, and it reads it out in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
And these whole last several weeks with this nonsense in Florida, I have really learned, according, you know, with your programming, too, for the last few years, just exactly how our Constitution works, and it's really an eye-opener and a real good lesson for the rest of the country that, you know, has not been aware of how things work.
Well, I think you'll find that most of the country is not even paying any attention to any of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've kind of tuned out, but...
They're always tuned out. The only thing they care about is, did they make enough money last week to go and get a case of Bud and get laid tonight?
Yeah. I wanted to give you a quick... poll at the top of the hour here. It was 64%. This is a poll of Floridians. 64% said that Bush won, and 57% wishes that Gore would concede. So we're getting close. I don't know. I'm just hoping that he will go away somewhere and we'll get all this thing settled. But I just wanted to let you know that the lessons you've been giving us with the Constitution and how things work has really been coming into play these last 2 weeks, just to see how it all does work together. And I'm very grateful to you for having taught us all these years. So I'll just let you go with that. And how's the chickens?
Oh, they're fine. They're up. They're up on the window on the kitchen windowsill sleeping tonight.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. That was Virginia, folks. You know what, I'm in a way I'm glad that this is happening. In another way, I'm very sad that it's happening. But for years I've been teaching people about the Constitution and about the Electoral College and how the president and vice president are really elected and how this government was set up to be run with the checks and balances and things. And people just don't believe it until they see it happening right in front of their nose. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I want to keep us on topic with what we're talking about, but in reference to that lady that called about the water purification, do you have any experience with, like, iodine tablets?
Only from when I was a Boy Scout, we used iodine tablets, but I don't know how long it will last. I assume that as long as the container's sealed, it will probably last as long as the chlorine bleach.
The reason I asked is my mother, when we were discussing this back during the big Y2K scare, I told her about the chlorine, and she's an excuse maker. She's like, oh, well, I couldn't remember how to do that. I don't know how to do that. So I just went down to Walmart, down to the camping section, bought her a bottle of water purification tablets there for like $3. So.
Yeah, well, it should tell you on the bottle how long they're good for.
I didn't know if you had any experience with them, like, you know, during military time.
No, I did during Boy Scouts. No, in the military, I was never in a situation where I had to deal with the preservation of the drinking water and stuff like that. There were other people who were specialists who took care of that stuff, and I drank a lot of it. I got to tell you that.
Well, it's certainly an important subject because, I mean, if you don't have decent water to drink, everything else kind of goes by the wayside. So.
That's for sure.
All right. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. And don't believe this stuff, folks, that you can go without drinking water or that you can substitute other things for water. You can't without killing your liver. You've got to have good, clean water. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. I was going to give you a little bit of some lighter note on this information here. it appears that Gore actually did win an election, fair and square, hands down, no contest.
What was that?
Apparently, he won the Soil and Water Conservation Officer in Salem, Oregon, by 34 write-in votes. So all you Democrats out there can rest assured he does have a job.
Well, you see, now that's a face saver, because he can now concede this election, and he's got a job to go to, and he doesn't have to feel bad because he was elected to a position, and people do love him, and you know, he could probably have a very nice career up there.
Absolutely. Maybe Bush and his wife won't commandeer Air Force 1 and 2 to be taking trips all over the world, such as our current administration man and woman duo has just done.
Well, I think you'll find that they'll be a lot different and a lot slower taking us to where we're eventually going to get, unless we stand up and stop it. But they're still going to take us to the same point in the future, to the same conditions, in the same totalitarian world government.
That's true. And one comment on the water. I think they still need to filter that water, especially if it's creek water, because the chlorine won't kill Cryptosporidium spores. So still need to run that through a cheap filter.
I didn't know that there was anything living that could survive chlorine.
Well, it's a spore form.
Uh-huh.
Water has to actually be chlorinated and filtered.
Well, you're talking about a fungus then, right?
Well, it's actually a cyst. It's a spore that will develop after it's ingested.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, when you live in cattle country, like we do here in Arizona, you learn very quickly that you never, ever drink unfiltered and unpurified water out in the natural environment. Because wherever there's cattle, there's Giardia. And Giardia is a parasite that if it gets in you, will just tear your body to pieces. And wherever there's cattle, there's Giardia. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, Bill, I was trying to get you last night. You were talking about photography.
You can't get me.
During the show?
You can't get me during the show either. The door's locked. And I got a gun.
I mean, I was trying to get through to your broadcast.
Oh, I see.
just a
little humor there.
That's quite all right. Two questions. First one, I ordered the Zapruder film from you about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, can that be cleaned up by a computer?
I guess it could be, but I would never do it.
Okay.
Once you digitize something like that and mess with it, then people accuse you of having created whatever it is that's on it. So I don't do that.
And do you know if Secret Service Agent Greer, the driver, was he a 33rd degree Mason?
I have no idea.
Okay. Have a good evening. Thank you.
You're welcome. 520-333-4578. Is the number, the big number. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Did anybody ever use this number for the lottery?
It's a winner.
Might be, I don't know.
I do, it's a winner, buddy.
Oh, good.
Long-time listener, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to suggest, you know, for folks that want a copy of the Constitution, I get some little pocket-sized from the Gun Owners of America.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually carry a couple. In fact, I never leave home without it. And I usually carry an extra in case I can find somebody that might be interested in reading it.
Mm-hmm. I used to do that for years. We used to have cases of them around here. In fact, we used to send them out every time somebody ordered something from us.
Well, it's a great thing to give away.
Yeah, how much do they cost now? I don't know. It's been a long time. It used to be a dollar a piece, I think.
Well, if you buy them by the hundreds, they're like 50 cents.
Well, that's pretty good.
Oh, that's great. A cheap little education.
Well, I wouldn't call it cheap. I'd say it's the most valuable education you could ever get in this country.
Boy,
it might not be worth much in any other country, but in this country, that's the most valuable education that you could possibly have.
Well, that's the truth.
Nothing.
Bill, did you ever read the Collier's book?
I never.
Vote Scam?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm about 100 pages from the end, and I'm really enjoying it. It's so pertinent.
How can you enjoy it? That's like saying you enjoy this broadcast.
Well, Bill, I've enjoyed listening to you for all these years, I got to tell you. And your book, if there can be such a thing, I guess I've you know, all of my life I've been on a quest for the truth.
That's what it is, my friend, a quest.
Wherever it may lead. And I'd like to recommend to the listeners to read the book, Vote Scam. It's really an indictment of the...
Certainly apropos at this time, isn't it?
Boy, it really is. It's amazing when I realized that, you know, when I got to the portion of the book that exposes where it's set in southern Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely apropos. And Bill, I want to say I really appreciate what you've been doing, and I've been beating my head against the wall for a long most of my life.
Yeah, and remember what I've taught you guys about the mysteries.
Yes.
It's no coincidence that this has occurred in the Sunshine State.
You know, it's really interesting, Bill. There's a lady at work. I turned her on to a couple of Tex Mars books. She's a Christian, and just several weeks ago, and she brought that to my attention, and I hadn't really thought of that.
Yeah, it's like Phoenix in Arizona is located in what's called the Valley of the Sun.
I didn't know that.
And I taught you about the Phoenix and the symbology of the Phoenix. And
And
what the reference to the sun is and the mysteries.
Well, I purchased the Mystery Babylon series, and I'm able to listen at work, and I listened to that series 5 times over.
And you're still learning things, aren't you?
And I'm still learning things. I'll listen to that for the rest of my life.
Well, I tell you, if I had never done anything else in my life, that is, I think, probably the most valuable thing that I've ever done, because nobody had a clue as to who was destroying this country and why they were doing it.
Well, you know,
and I'm the only one who is ever able to follow the thread throughout history and put it all together and pin the tail on the donkey. And that series does it.
It's a masterful work, and it also leads to many other, you know, the connections are just immense.
Yeah.
I've read many of the books that you mentioned, and again, I have to say that I really appreciate what you're doing, and I've learned an awful lot from you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, folks, if you have not heard the Mystery Babylon series, you need to hear it. You need to hear it. It will put everything together for you. It's like reading Majesty 12 on the website. Everything comes together. And then when you look around, you can see the symbology all around you. And after a while, you begin to understand it. And that's when you really begin to understand what's really happening and why. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Cooper. I'd like to make an observation. After listening to your program for several weeks here recently, I've had time to do that. I think I sense a majority of your listeners, perhaps, are always anticipating that you're going to be there.
Well, someday I won't.
Exactly. One day you're not going to be there.
That's correct.
And it's going to be too late to go out in your neighborhood and find out where your support group is located at. You need to prepare now for the inevitable cutoff of communications that are going to happen.
Well, you know, I've been telling them that for years and years and years and years and years.
Well, I still sense there's so much apathy out there, even with all that has transpired, say, over the last year. As you've accurately forecast, people are still not taking this seriously.
Most people never will. I hate to tell you that, but if you're expecting most people to sort of catch on and do something, they're not going to do it.
Well, you know, communication is the key, and when the big system takes over all faucets of communication and you have no other source, and you don't have a group of friends to fall back on, then it's going to be too late to try to prepare, and I just wish people would take it to heart what you've advised. Don't wait. Prepare and make sure you've got food to feed your family, because if you've got to take some mark or some chip, you're damning your soul and your family's soul to hell.
Oh, that's right. Plus, even if you don't believe in the Christian religion, you're consigning yourself to enslavement.
Absolutely. Well, sir, if I could give you a Congressional Medal of Honor, I would do it immediately.
Oh, gee.
For all the sacrifices you've made and everything that you will make, every citizen in this country should take the time to write a letter to the elect president and state that this man should receive the highest award of this country. And, sir, again, I salute you, and good night to each and yours.
Well, thank you.
God bless you.
So much. And God bless you, my friend. Wow, you know, when somebody says something like that to me, then I just sort of feel a little taken aback. I don't know what to say, except thank you. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
I just want to recommend for your listeners in dealing with the IRS, Public Law 105-206, which is the IRS Reform and Restructuring Act. You know, they made some changes with the due process hearing, and
I never had any due process.
Yeah.
They sent me a letter and said, show up at this certain time at this certain place.
Yeah.
And I wasn't subpoenaed or anything. I didn't have to show up. Next
yeah.
thing I know, there's warrants issued.
Right.
And they the only reason they did that is because I sued them. And I had them
right.
in court, and I was kicking their butts royal. And they were perjuring themselves and backpedaling and doing everything that they possibly could to keep from telling the truth on the record and to stop it. They
right.
they went to a grand jury and obtained indictments against my wife and I by lying to the grand jury. They never told the grand jury that we had them in court and that they were not able to supply the law or the authority to do any of the things that they were doing.
Right.
And you know what? Nobody gives a damn.
Right. And also, I want to say, there were some people a few weeks ago talking about a report from Iron Mountain, and there is a bookstore in Chattanooga Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's called All Books, A-L-L-B-O-O-K-S, and they had at least 10 or 12 and maybe more that I saw.
Well, if they've got them, then they know where to get them, so even if they don't have them when you call them to order, if you call Chattanooga, Tennessee information operator and ask for that bookstore and then call them up and, you know, make arrangements to purchase a copy. If they don't, you know, if they run out, they'll order them for you.
Right, yeah. So, but, and I like to say, I appreciate all your work also.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling. Good evening, you're on the air.
Bill.
Yeah.
This is Bill from Pennsylvania. The gentleman you had on the couple minutes ago talking about communications,
mm-hmm.
That's got to be the most critical thing, I think, going. People should really pay attention to that. And what we've been doing is going to the Radio Shack stores. There's, like, clearance items.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them, like, half price. I mean, these FRS radios, even the small ham HTs, the 40-meter stuff. And I mean, for $99, you can get a real nice unit.
Yeah.
And I think everybody should really take this election as a wake-up call and get their act together. Make sure each.
Boy, you sure better, because
individual equipment. And
I got to tell you, if Gore gets in the White House, we're going to eat it. This is
yeah.
going to be the most painful next 4 years that anybody has ever dreamed of.
Absolutely.
This man is more dangerous than any man who's ever even tried to get near the White House.
Absolutely. But I like I was saying, I also think that everybody's responsible for their own gear. They should, so they're not a burden on anybody else, their own food, their own water, filtration systems, their own packs and uniforms, whatever, and get it together quick.
Yeah, because if you're not ready and you don't have your own stuff, I guarantee you when the buffalo chip hits the fan, ain't nobody going to give you none of theirs.
No, and you're going to be a real burden on others, too. I mean, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for everything.
You're welcome. Yeah, nobody's going to be able to give you their stuff, folks, because to be able to fight a sustained war over a long period of time, you can't give up your supplies. You just can't do it. You won't survive. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Bob in the People's Republic of Milwaukee.
Okay.
Little article here in our local propagandist news called the Milwaukee Sentinel Journal. I would like to read to you. It's rather short.
Oh, you have one of those, too. Huh? In Arizona, we call it the Arizona Repulsive.
Same thing. Correct. Okay. Date, Tuesday, November 28th, year 2000. Community briefing, South Milwaukee. Police named in claim. A South Milwaukee couple have filed a notice of claim for damages against the city and its police department, stating that police officers invaded their privacy by entering their home earlier this month without their knowledge or invitation. According to the claim filed with the city clerk, an unidentified number of police officers, isn't that strange, entered Jerry and Diane Williams' home in the address block. I'm not going to mention the address. Of such and such a circle, jimmied a lock to enter a room in the couple's basement and ransacked the belongings. The Williamsons, who are being represented by attorney, etc., are asking for compensatory damages of $50,000 and punitive damages of $50,000, plus other just and equitable relief. South Milwaukee Police Chief Timothy Talaska said he had not seen the claim, but he believed the officers acted properly under the circumstances, period.
There are no circumstances
that
they're permitted under any circumstances, under any law whatsoever, except the laws of the Soviet Union, where they can do such a thing.
I understand that. I know that very, very well. I've been listening to you since day one, and your tapes are everywhere.
Good, good. You know that my daughter was looking for me for years? For years.
Yes.
That's my daughter, Jessica. Was
right.
Looking for me for years and couldn't find me anywhere, and every one of her friends knew exactly who I was, had my book, had my tapes, had listened to my broadcast. And she never told them what my name was.
Oh, for God's sake.
So every day they'd ask, did you find your father? No, but I'm still looking. And all the time, they knew.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
That is very amazing. I remember when she came to visit you, that was really very nice. I hope that turned out well. I don't know what the end result was, but...
Well, it did turn out well.
That's and good. I'm very pleased about
there that. There were some touchy times, I got to tell you that, but it turned out real well.
Very good. I mean, I'm happy about that. I really am. Perhaps this South Milwaukee Police Department deserves to be given a little recognition by telephone or whatever. It would do some good.
Well, I think somebody like me should be asleep on the couch in the home when they surreptitiously steal in like a burglar. Who like me, would jump up and blow their heads off.
That's correct. It would not happen in this house either.
And they would stop that bullshit once a couple of them get killed burglarizing people's home.
That's all of them.
Because that's what they are. Scumbag, scum-sucking, puke-faced criminals when they do that. They cease to be police officers, and they become subversive, traitor criminals.
All they are is common street thieves when they do that.
That's right.
Okay, well, I'll let
and notice, you folks,
I
notice, folks, we both made the point when they do that.
Okay.
Thanks
okay,
for calling.
Bill, thank you.
Well, I think we got time for maybe one more call. 520-333-4578 on this marvelous Thursday night. Tomorrow, arguments will be presented to the United States Supreme Court, and sometime later tomorrow, those will be aired somewhere. I don't know where. I think MSNBC is going to air them. and you won't be able to see anything, but you'll be able to hear it. It's being taped, and the audio portion will be played, you know, in different media outlets. And I believe BSNBC is one of them. When I first I heard Chris Matthews, I thought, hey, this guy, you know, sounds like an all right guy. But boy, if you listen to him night after night after night, he's just like the rest of them. He's another socialist Marxist liar. And, you know, he's just got this wonderful personality, makes you like him. But listen to him for a while, and you'll see what I mean. He's a socialist to the core and dead set on making this a democratic America. Yes, sir. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Clinton's been well passed through. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, send us a fax.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to trouble. Dance the two-step and do what you're told.
Hillary Shalala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God.
Well, you know, folks, I forgot to hit the tape machine. If anybody taped this broadcast, I would appreciate it if you'd make me a copy and send it to me. Thank you very much.
Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic, then rape the nation.
Order.
Crisis creation. Incite black and white. Program agitation.
Don't resist. You're surrounded by the UN in white and blue, the ATF, the men in black, of the one world order.
But it's not new. Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilations. Black projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get hip. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination biochip, milk carton kits, genetic engineering. Clinton says her health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood.
Order.
Masonic mind manipulation. Inciting riots, it's crisis creation.
Order.
Biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of health care benefits that are always there and that can never be taken away. Never be taken away.
Atmospheric. Social illusion. Media hype. Plan confusion. Masonic religion. It's a liar. Got you praying for a Luciferian Messiah. Illuminati thinks that they're enlightened, that they're to be the gods.